86. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 54 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into the hump day edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning. As you head out this morning, a little cool out there this morning, the 50s, Chase. And it sounds like next week may start to really cool off. I think it's going to get up into the mid to high 80s, but this morning a little cool. So get you a little pullover if you want to wear that this morning. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. You can put that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us or you can send us an app message. Somebody sent me an app message yesterday. I was talking about getting all the players up and how draining it is, and he was basically saying boo-hoo, they're getting paid. Well, what does getting paid have to do with getting up for the next game just because these games are draining? It would be like you flying in from a West Coast trip and having to be at work the next morning, Chase, at 7 a.m. when you came from the West Coast to the East Coast. You're going to be tired. You're still getting paid, but these kids do get tired, so I think whoever sent that missed my point. Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build a 5-star backyard, there is only one choice, and that would be Yellowwood. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer that is closest to you. And always remember, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. I always love people. Dad, they call you like Scott calls me on Monday. Hey, you know anybody's got any Tennessee tickets? I'm like, yeah, guys, they just got them laying around. My next question is, how much do you want to pay? I can find you some tickets. How much do you want to pay? I said, wait till it gets closer to kickoff. Maybe the price will go down. But it kills me how people think that people just have tickets laying around. Do you have tickets laying around, Chase? You don't. Dad, do you have any laying around you can give somebody?
No, I don't. No, I have nothing much. You're right. They went to last minute, especially that group down there. Before I mention what it's going to take to beat Tennessee, how you can beat Tennessee, yesterday they had media day, the first day of 2 days for basketball, and Nate spoke, did a good job. Alvin started off and spoke, and it was eight coaches yesterday and eight today. Alabama plays in Boutwell at 7 o'clock on Thursday against Florida State to give them an exhibition game. Never had that when I was coaching. Weren't able to look at your team that well. You had to play against yourself before you ever played. And now you can play an exhibition game or two. And it certainly helps you get ready and make some money as well, I guess, for charity or for NIL, whatever you need to do. So that's what happened. I will talk about that more a little bit more, but talked a little bit about the defense, so I won't get into it. It's not basketball weather, not basketball season quite yet, but it's close. A little bit surprising to me that the Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, Auburn game are intertwined, one on ABC and one on SEC Network. Generally speaking, the Tennessee games have always been afternoon games. That doesn't mean anything. It's because I'm old and have seen that down through the years. But in order to beat Tennessee, here's what you have to do. You have to keep possession of the football as much as you can. got to throw the quick passes and the intermediate passes. You don't need to try to score every time by throwing the long one. And you got to run the football. You got to run the football first. You got to keep the possession. You got to make the possession era on your side way, way higher than Tennessee's possession time. And then Tennessee in the game, and we're going to have Russell Bibbin on Friday. And I was with him the other day. I talked to him, and he told me how good they were defensively. And I laughed the way I saw them play against Arkansas. They were terrible, absolutely awful. Now, Bobby did a good job of running a lot of different stuff against Tennessee. But Tennessee couldn't guard me, and they were terrible. So that doesn't mean it won't be better. And I don't know what Alabama's going to do. But Alabama's got to run the football, and they got to throw the intermediate passes. And they got to keep the football. They got to have time possession that's better. So Tennessee is not anywhere close to as good as I didn't in that particular game, not anywhere close as Oklahoma's or the Missouri's, any of those. So should be a very interesting game, I guess, the way you win. So Barry's got some things I'm sure he wants to talk about. We welcome your calls. Talk about any of the games that you can. You have to get your two television sets if you want to watch Auburn. If you're an Alabama fan and want to watch Auburn, you have to get your two television sets. So one's at 6:30 and the other one's at 6:45.
All right. A lot of talk about job openings now. I think people think if they're going to make the change, then they just need to go ahead and do it now, which I disagree with, to get ahead of the curve, to try to find who the next guy is going to come in to run their football program. List of the jobs that are open. The best job is Penn State. This is according to USA Today. Best job is Penn State. Second best job, Arkansas. Third, UCLA. Fourth, Virginia Tech. Fifth, Oklahoma State. Sixth, Stanford. Seven, Oregon State. Eight, UAB. My question to you is, a guy like Cignetti, I mean, he's hot. They're probably making the college football playoff. So that first round of the college football playoff is not until December 19th and 20th. If they win that game, it goes to quarterfinals. Those are December 31st and January 1st. The portal opens up January the 2nd. Is this going to keep guys like that are hot, like a Cignetti, that they could possibly get the Penn State job? Can they wait to hire a guy like that, wait on him to get through the playoffs? If he goes real far, then it's going to dig into the portal there. So I don't, you know, you talk about, I mean, UAB won't have any problem in this scenario, but, and I guess maybe your Virginia Techs and Oklahoma State, they probably won't get the hottest guy, but I think when can you hire these guys, I think is important.
Well, I think what you do is that you go with some information behind the scenes. You have your people calling their people that are close to the coach that you'd like to have or be interested in, or the two coaches or three coaches, whatever. But you'd have a small committee of two or three that really have a lot of power at the Penn States, and call the two or three people that they would be not call them themselves, but just tell them of the interest and sort of get that lined up behind the scenes while these coaches get their team ready to play. I think that's what they do, generally speaking, and I think that's what they'll do this time, because there'll be some coaches that they're really interested in. Some it just varies, but you're right. The coaches have to keep their minds on what they're doing. They know full well they've got interest somewhere else, maybe, and maybe they don't. But it also becomes, as Barry, as you know, a pocketbook deal.
Yeah.
What I'm making versus what they are going to offer me. So it's a pocketbook deal for players to play, and it's a pocketbook deal for coaches to change. And, I don't mind I don't mind telling whoever's going to represent me behind the scenes what it'd take to get me. But I'd be interested in that job. So that's kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, you know, you probably, you know, these guys have the agents. They get their names floated out there. Well, of course, Indiana's experiencing success. They haven't ever experienced. So they want to keep this guy. So if his name gets leaked out there, then they start meeting behind closed doors. Let's get this guy a new contract. Let's make him happy. So everybody, the agents, play this coaching carousel game, and everybody gets rich. The guy who's doing well gets rich, and the agents get rich.
And I'll tell you something else. The guy in Indiana has a huge ego.
Huge.
His ego is out the door. And when you have an ego like that, you would like for the public to know how many people are after you. And, you know, the Indiana's going to know, but how many people are going to, how many people, you'd like that kind of stuff. You know, this guy and that guy. I got to get my team ready. I'm also, the last few hours of that day, thinking a little bit about, where I can go. His ego is out the charts, I think, don't you?
Yeah, and I think maybe not being able to open that portal window till January 2nd may help these people hiring, you know. So these kids can't get in the portal till the 2nd anyway. So let's wait and let's see what happens with, if you like the guy in Memphis or whoever you like, you may can wait a little bit longer. But you got to get these guys. Like if Auburn, and I don't think they're going to make a change, but let's say they did make a change. I mean, where are they going to go and get – who are they going to go get that's going to – I mean, first of all, you got a pretty good nucleus of players in there. They hadn't won, but those receivers they got, everybody in the country will be after them. So if you get rid of him now, that whole thing's going to blow up. Them guys are all going to leave, and whoever gets in there is going to basically start over again.
The controversial calls in the two games, the Oklahoma game and this past game, been Auburn's been disgusted about what happened, but it's been a lifesaver a little bit, maybe, in that, you know, people feel like they've been screwed a little bit. And I think the answer to that question would be if they get killed the last blown out or not blown out but beaten badly the last five or six games, we're can you believe this, folks, we're in week number 8. Of course, everybody's had an open day a little bit, so we're going to have one. So I think if they really would just get beaten, I think the AD would have some problems. The AD wants to keep him. He selected him. He wants to keep him. And most of the boosters who have money are not that disgusted, not as disgusted with him as the losses occur. So I would answer your question. It's a good question. What's going to happen in these last five games?
Yeah, and if you're one of those dynamic receivers for Auburn, I mean, boy, you got some bargaining power there. If they do make a change, the new guy's going to come in. He's going to want to keep you. But you can throw your name out there in the portal. There'll be plenty of guys that'll pay you, and you basically can get them bidding on you. So I think it's important for those guys to play well just to increase, as Coach Saban would say, increase their value, whether they stay or go. So to me, I would hope they wouldn't lay down on Hugh Freeze. Sometimes teams do. They just get tired of losing and they lay down. But these guys, you know, they can make money now. So I think putting together a great resume doesn't do anything but enhance their opportunities. So we'll see what happens there. All right, we'll take the first break. We'll get to the phone lines when we get back. We want to thank Two Men and Truck. Been a great sponsor. Been with us ever since the show started. So we appreciate Mike and those guys being a great sponsor on Inside the Locker Room. Every time you're looking to make a local move out of town, out of state, let the professionals handle it. These guys are take great care of you and all of your stuff. They'll care about you and your move. Give them a call today. It's 205-247-5050. That is 205 men in a truck, movers who care.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Numerous law enforcement agencies are on the scene of an apparent shooting in Northport at this hour. They are at the intersection of Bridge Avenue and 5th Street. That's just west of Matthews Elementary School. Motorists are advised to avoid that area right now. No other details have been made available by authorities at this time. Click TuscaloosaThread.com throughout the day for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather coverage. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We are filling in just a skosh in a few areas. Not too much here. We got 69 at Skyland Boulevard. That is still moving at posted speed. 2059 beautiful from 359 to Joe Malisham. You do want to be aware of the road construction.
Teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms today? Join at thinkitup.org.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance. And
new floors to go. Flooring so durable, even your in-laws won't ruin it. Visit New Floors to Go on Greensboro Avenue today, because life's messy, but your floor doesn't have to be.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The weather stays warm and dry today. The sky's sunny, the high 85. Clear tonight, the low 58. For tomorrow and Friday, a good supply of sunshine both days with warm afternoons. Highs between 83 and 86. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 53 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, my friends. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Okay. I'm glad that Coach Sampson had a great time at the event yesterday. I was happy he got to go and happy he got defeated and recognized like he should have been. And that's my opinion, because I think he's a great coach and I think he's a great guy.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. We had a good time. A lot of people got a lot of answers. When I got on here today, I need to talk about Tennessee. I didn't need to mention that much because, I was afraid to say too much about it. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. I got you. Hey, before we get into basketball, and I do want to talk about what you saw and heard yesterday, Coach. I really do want to get into that, But who's hotter, 64-year-old Kirk Cignetti or 50-year-old today? He turned 50 today, Kalen DeBoer. I think Kalen DeBoer is hotter. I think he's one of the hottest names in college football right now. And I understand Cignetti's done a great job at IU, but he's 64 years old. And I think DeBoer is hotter. I think he's hotter than Lanning right now. I think he's hotter than Matt Rhule right now. I think he's right there with Kiffin right now. I think he's hotter, believe it or not, right now than Ryan Day at Ohio State. Alabama's got a very hot coach under their employ right now, and he fits some schools that could potentially be opened up very, very well.
I just don't believe he'd leave.
Well, why would he leave Alabama? What would be the reason? It wouldn't be money. It wouldn't be facilities. It wouldn't be fan base. It could be fan base. Maybe he thinks his fan base is just unrealistic, or his wife doesn't like it here. What would be a – I mean, he's got – they're recruiting really well. I think he's very comfortable with his coaches. Greg Byrne will pretty much give him whatever he needs to pay whoever he needs to get in here. What would be the reason to leave here now for any of these jobs, any job in the country, really, to be honest with you?
Well, I think when you're hot, I'm not saying you will. I think when you're hot, you get some feelers. I think those feelers come. And if you're a hot coach and a good coach, which I think Coach DeBoer is, I think you will feel some contact later on if a good situation arises. Now, I'm not saying there's a better situation than what he's got, but I think there are some fits.
All right, what fit is better than the job he has?
Penn State, probably.
Comparatively speaking, that's exactly right. I'd say
Penn State's a better job than Alabama.
No, I just think that'd be one he would look at. I don't think he's going to look at any. Let me ask you this, Phil, because you're always analyzing. Will Alabama lose the four games that you said they would this year?
I know, he's trying to
zing you there, Phil.
I'm not trying to zing.
There's some possibilities of zingability out there, Barry. This Tennessee game scares me to death. Yeah. It scares me to death. Ty Simpson, he felt something. He felt something that made him have to go off on the team yesterday, and I thought that was pretty interesting reading that. I think this Tennessee game scares me to death. LSU always and forever will scare me to death. Auburn down there in Voodoo Land scares me to death. Who we got left? Who am I leaving? I'm leaving out somebody. Oklahoma, my God. I mean, this schedule is just a gauntlet. It is a gauntlet, and Alabama's been hit hard by injuries. Everybody's getting hurt right now. Everybody's getting dinged up. But, you know, Jam Miller being out right now, I told Gary Harris this yesterday, that to me is highly problematic.
Alabama and their staff have figured out ways to win. They haven't blown anybody out. So I think the Alabama fan now is a little bit too confident. I mean, at the end of the day, Missouri had the ball to go win it. I mean, they had the ball in the fourth quarter down three. They got in score, you know. Georgia, they dropped some. Alabama dropped some. So that game could have gone either way. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, you know, they put on a late touchdown on Vanderbilt. That was not a 31-13 game. And they had two turnovers in the red zone. So I do think the Alabama fans are a little overconfident right now about where they are. Because these games have been, I mean, a bounce here, a bounce there. Now they didn't. And I think they're kind of getting, I call it crusty, where they just figure out a way to win. Like when they got to have the late drive to run the clock out, they're able to do that. And that's kind of what Coach Saban and those guys are doing. They haven't been able to do that kind of in the past. So they're kind of developing that mindset of we're going to just figure out a way to win and get out of here and get to the next one. But these games have been close. These games have been very close.
Anytime you win a close game, it's amazing, Barry. I'll tell you this, I can tell you, you feel so good about yourself. You just do. When you win a close game and the numbers he gave are correct, they win. You know, if Kirby decides to go overtime and kick the field goal, we got a booger bear there. So, I mean, we shouldn't be negative, and I don't mean to be negative because Kevin Boers come in there and coached his personality, and I think he's done great. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like you say, it's scary.
My dad has talked like Tennessee's no good, or their defense is no good. If that kicker hits that field goal against Georgia, they're undefeated right now. They're probably ranked number three. One kick, gosh, they would be ranked two or three.
I didn't say they're no good. I said they were bad defensively in that game. Russell and I were talking. They were They were terrible in that game defensively. I think they've got a good football team. I just think in that particular game, they were. But you got to give Bobby some credit. The Arkansas offensive coordinator did a good job of spreading them, and they didn't tackle very well in that game. Shit, they may come out and blow Alabama out.
But they're one kick away from being ranked two or three, right, Phil?
And they're offsides against Georgia for moving that kick back another 5 yards. They don't jump offsides. You know, they probably make that kick.
Yeah, but as far as DeBoer and Hott, and I think he is, but I just don't see I don't see a college job. He's just now getting here. They're recruiting really well. They got really good young players. The athletic director likes him. The fan base, they got a huge following. The expectations are high. Hey. He's making a pile of money. I mean, I don't know why you pick up.
I bet it's a Booger Bear buyout too, isn't it?
For him to leave?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's a lot. So I don't see him as a – I mean, if you were Greg Byrne, would you be saying we got to figure out – we got to give him a little bit of a raise, Phil?
You got to be – you got to be what Coach Bryant said, you got to expect the unexpected.
Now, if Tennessee came in here – and win by field goal Saturday – does that throw ice water on him?
It can a little bit. It's like, I'm telling you, this thing is frenetic.
Here's what would happen. If his wife came in and said, "Honey, I've always liked Penn State."
Mm-hmm. yeah. And I'm telling you, didn't Matt Rhule graduate from Penn State?
Yeah.
All right. So let's say Rhule gets that job and Nebraska's open. And Nebraska's not all that far from where Kalen DeBoer grew up. They'd make a phone call.
Yeah, but you ain't going from Alabama to Nebraska. You know how many people been in Nebraska since Tom Osborne trying to get that thing back going? Kids don't want to go play in the cold anymore.
They had a good coach after him, and for some reason they went nuts and got rid of him. But Frank Solich did a good job up there.
I don't think Ryan Day, he's not. Now, Dabo, he's frustrated over there because he doesn't feel appreciated. So I could see him moving. That one wouldn't surprise me with him because he feels like they don't appreciate what he's done now. And so I could see him moving. Ryan Day or Kalen DeBoer? Nah.
Now, I'll tell you something. I'm a little different from you guys on this. It's okay to be different on this show. That's what this show's all about. I love the show. But I feel like Hugh Freeze is on his way out at Auburn. I don't know anybody down here that likes him.
The problem is, if you get rid of him, then all those guys transfer out of there. The recruits you got come in, you're going literally back two more years. Instead, you just got to hope he can turn it. He could get Missouri, then he's got some winnable games. They could finish the season on a positive note, beat Alabama at the end of the year, and everybody's loving him. His story, now if he goes out there and let Missouri comes in there, which could happen, they could lay down because they're so emotionally after their schedule, and Missouri comes in there and beats them more than 20, then you'll really hear the grumbling then. So.
Oh, they're an emotional, sports-oriented program. They're very emotional, more so than we are. And we're highly emotional. We're highly emotional to the point where it's crazy. But Auburn's always been highly emotional. I've been to many basketball games down there when Wimp coached and CM coached and Mark Gottfried coached. And Alabama's down there with a much better team. And they just go bonkers if they get up on us. But they're highly emotional in their sports. I think he's out of there. If they get beaten up by Missouri, I think he is out.
I don't.
Well, that'll be a topic for next week.
Thank you, Phil.
But I want to hear about this basketball, Wimp.
Well, we got the Nate Oates clipped up as well. We'll get to some of that here in a little bit.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Phil. All right, we'll keep rolling to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Tom?
Morning, Barry. Morning, Coach. Coach, I enjoyed your interview with Michael Southern yesterday. You were fantastic.
No, I wasn't fantastic. I didn't want to take away from the seasons here, but I also wanted him to know it was pretty good when I was coaching too. Not I, but back years ago. Sometimes you forget that.
You got to tell Coach Oates, he's got to quit popping off too. He's popping off too much.
Is he?
What was he popping off about?
Best perimeter defender ever. We got him on our team. I love him to death. I really enjoy that part of him, of being honest and kind of telling it like it is. And but anyway, I wanted to tell you that I thought you were so good with Michael and some of the things you said, and I enjoyed that part. But I wanted to say this Barry and Phillip. Coach, don't you listen. Do you mind listening to me for a minute?
Before you do that, somebody sent me this real quick. Kalen DeBoer's buyout at Alabama is approximately $60.8 to $70 million. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, Phillip and Barry, let's see. Tennessee's going to win by a field goal, last-second field goal. Auburn's going to beat Alabama to save Hugh Freeze's job down there. And Kalen DeBoer is going to look real hard at Nebraska and Penn State.
I didn't say anything about that.
Get this word right here. Bull and fill in the blank. And
I said he would not leave.
Well, I'm not through. And here's the thing, Coach. I want to tell you that you'll know it. What was Jerry? What's his name up there at Penn State?
Sandusky.
That, pedophile.
Sandusky.
Yeah. I will guarantee you nobody is going to Penn State of any significance because if they thought they had to go in there and look at them nasty showers, oh my God, did you do that? I wouldn't do it for $10 million a minute.
Well,
I don't think Kalen DeBoer is going to Penn State.
Well, y'all had him hired.
No, I didn't. I said this is a better job that he wouldn't leave this job. You're hearing things. That signal in Aliceville needs to get better. That's Phillip said that. Phillip said that, not me.
Well, you agreed with it.
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm going
to say. No, I didn't. I told him nobody's going to Nebraska. It's too cold. They can't recruit there.
Well, you said he wasn't going to
leave. I said he wasn't going to leave, Tom. I get a star. You give me a star, don't you?
Sir?
I said he wasn't going to leave. You ought to give me a star.
No, I did say I could not be surprised. I don't know that he will. It wouldn't shock me if Dabo left. I don't know where he's going, but it wouldn't shock me if he went to Florida or something like that. Because I think he feels like he's not appreciated.
I think you nailed it 2 or 3 weeks ago when you say you can stay somewhere too long. There's a lifespan in sport, and you can stay, and it's unusual to go beyond that 10-year mark. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Unusual situation, but that's about the lifespan of a coach in a program. On average, is about 10 years.
Unless you're like Mike Krzyzewski and you're just doing something, or Nick Saban, you're doing something just stupid. Right. You know? Then
I agree. I mean, yeah. There are certain coaches that can go beyond that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But on average,
yeah.
You just look at 10 years is about it. But I agree with you on Dabo, and there's some other coaches too. But on Auburn, I believe it would be such a mistake to fire at this point in time, because I still believe Hugh Freeze is a good coach. Now he's done some dumb stuff, and let me put it this way: he said some dumb stuff, but that's a lot different than coaching. But can you imagine what it would cost? You got the buyout. You got players leaving. assistant coaches buying out and all that kind of stuff. That's an expensive endeavor.
If you're the athletic director, if you're the athletic director at Penn State, do you really want to deal with Kurt Cignetti?
No. My understanding, he's a difficult personality.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, if he's winning, he's fine. If everything's not going perfect, he's so arrogant. He's perfect, you know, at a school that doesn't expect to win. They think he's hung the moon. But I don't know that I would go that route if I were Penn State.
Hey, Tom. Yeah. I'm gonna give you some inside information. I don't want anybody else to know it. Just me and you. But you know, I got a little bit of inside pull at Auburn. You know that. You know I'm right. Kind of close to a couple of guys that Lane Kiffin ain't coming to Auburn.
No, nobody already knew that. Lane Kiffin's daughters ain't letting him go to Auburn. That ain't breaking news.
Tom and I know what I told you. Tom and I.
That ain't breaking no news.
Yeah, but he's right. I tell you what, Coach. He told the local paper in Oxford last week that he's happier than he's ever been.
He took a shot at Kirby yesterday.
Oh, they don't play. They've been playing ever since they got over here. And you can't pay that in this. I thought Kirby was funny with his response. He said that he's trying to get at it for things that happened over here because Kiffin got more whoopings over here than he did. He got whipped all the time.
I would love to be on that text group with Lane, Kirby. Who else would be on that group? Dan Lanning. Muschamp,
they
probably kill Kiffin about calling Saban his daddy.
I guarantee you that is one fun. Anyway, thanks, guys. Enjoy the show. Coach, I really enjoyed watching you yesterday shake and move around the power.
Where did you see all this, Tom?
You need to follow Michael Southern. Michael Southern is a great follower on Twitter.
I follow him. He actually texted me last night, but I didn't know he was doing video and all that.
He did. And I think one had a young lady that worked for the news, Tuscaloosa News on there. She covers basketball. She's brilliant. She is absolutely brilliant. Her name is Emily. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of her last name right off the bat, but I can't think of it.
Michael anyway, Southern. Michael Southern's a goat. He's a goat.
He's good.
Yeah.
Michael. The history of Alabama basketball, there's nobody better. Nobody. He can tell you every step that Coach Sanderson took on the sideline.
There you go, Tom.
Pretty good, yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
And don't quit putting words in my mouth. I didn't say anything about Kalen DeBoer going to Tom. Tom has selective hearing when I talk. Thomas Ribshack, they don't. You looking to get some great tailgate food for the weekend? Man, food like grandma used to make it. Those ribs, that pork, that fish. The pork chops are absolutely unbelievable. All kind of different sides there. They got cobblers. If you want to give them a call, have them set you up for the weekend or swing by there for lunch. They're located right there on 15th Street. But give them a call for your tailgating needs for the weekend. Tell them that Whip and Barry sent you. 205-759-5010. Or just go to that website. You can order right there online. Thomas Rib Shack. com. Phone lines will be open 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down.
Join us.
us Saturday as the Crimson Tide battle Tennessee on the third Saturday in October. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Pretty typical fill-in spots in the area. You got 43 starting to get some volume on the southbound lanes onto McFarland. And also traveling up in Northport, heading in toward town on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. That's pretty break.
This phone and that sound, that's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Back to the Yellowwood Hotline. I think Philip had something to tell us. So what's up, Phil?
Yeah, the young lady's name that Tom was talking about, that's such a good reporter, and we think she is anyway, her name is Emily Smarr, S-M-A-R-R.
Okay.
Real good job. She's a good follow. She keeps up basketball very well, all of it, really. But I just want to clear this up. I'm not saying anybody's going to hire the boy. I'm just talking about
Tom. Tom put that in my mouth.
Tom was energetic on that call. I appreciate it.
You stirred him up, but then he'll always say that I said things that I never said. So I have to watch Tom. Right. That's why I have Chase tape all these shows.
And you should. Even when you're organized. Yeah. But her name is Emily Smarr.
Emily Smarr. All right, buddy. Thank you. All right, Chase, let's play the opening statement from Nate Oates yesterday. Nate Oates is, he doesn't give you coach speak. He just tells you what he thinks about his players. And if a guy's doing really good, he'll brag on him, but he'll also call him out. And I do know he thinks this is a much better backcourt defensive team than what they've had. So he did say they got to get better defensively if they want to have a chance to win a national title. I do know that. But here's what the opening statement for Nate Oates yesterday up in Mountain Brook.
Nate Oates is known for his team's offense, his aggressive approach to scheduling, and his trendy sport coach. And I didn't get a chance to ask him where mine might rank on the list. He's taken Alabama basketball to places it's not been before, leading the team to its first ever Final Four appearance in April 2024. And an incredible offensive output in the Sweet 16, advancing to the Elite Eight in New Jersey last year. His unique path to the pinnacle of college basketball serves as an inspiration to aspiring coaches and those working at the high school level and small college. He started his coaching career as a Division III assistant coach in his home state of Wisconsin, moved to a high school coaching job for 11 seasons as a head coach and math teacher at Romulus High School outside of Detroit. While at Romulus, Coach Oates sold Cheetos, Capri Sun juice pouches, and Pop-Tarts to students to raise money for his basketball program. I don't know if I should ask for an NIL deal for reading that or be concerned about America's youth's health. Now entering his 11th season as Division I head coach, his analytical approach to the game is shaping the future of college basketball and many ways. Five of Nate's assistants, in fact, have gone on to become Division I head coaches during the last 3 years. He's the proud daughter of three daughters, Lexi, Josie, and Brielle, who you can find at Alabama practices and games. Welcome Nate Oates to the stage.
Thanks, Craig. It's good to be here again. Parents up here in Birmingham. Good thing for us, we don't have to drive too far. And my oldest daughter, Lexi, here. She's trying to get into sports, so she's here. she will not be allowed to ask questions, though. So we're excited to get this thing going again. It feels like we've been going against each other. I mean, started in first week of June, you get to 8 weeks in the summer. You know, we started class the middle of August. We've been going for 2 months now. We've been kind of going against each other for about 4 months now. It's time, so we're ready to play, get the exhibition with Florida State on Thursday, and our guys are ready to go against somebody else. So we're excited for the year. Obviously, we lost a lot last year with Sears, you know, first-team All-American. Had three really good years for us. Dude just hit a game winner for the Bucks a couple nights ago. So playing well up there with them in some exhibition games. But, you know, we not only lost him, we lost Cliff, we lost Grant, lost multiple starters. Chris Youngblood's playing really well on the Thunder's team in the exhibitions. He's, I think he's at 20 and 25 a couple nights. So, you know, we lost quite a bit, but I think we've got good talent coming in. We had some guys that were out last year on a medical red shirt that have experience, two fifth-year seniors in Houston Millett and Latrell Reitzel, that I think really add something to the team. They're smart, they're tough, they played a lot of basketball. They've got shooting, you know, you had Phylon back to the mix, you had a great freshman year, decided to come back after in the draft. Holloway's, I think he made a big jump from his freshman to his sophomore year. You know, his first year with us was his sophomore year, but I think he's going to make a bigger jump. Sophomore to junior year, he's looked really good here in practice. So our backcourt, I feel pretty confident in. Our front court's got depth. You know, we do have skilled guys. You know, got 2 7-footers that can play on a perimeter, make threes, handle the ball. But, you know, we got to get our defensively, our front court's got to get a little bit better. And we've been on them about it. I think they're making some jumps in practice. So it'll be good to see what they do against another team on Thursday night.
All right, quick thoughts about what we got. All that, we'll listen to some of that throughout the rest of the week, but I just wanted to give you a little taste of what was going on there. But any thoughts about what Coach had to say there?
No, not really. I think he nailed it. He talked about, you know, the guard situation is very, very good. The you know, thing that would be interesting to me would be if he has a penetrating guard. I think a penetrating guard in this day and time, I'm sure they are, one of them is, a penetrating guard makes somebody else have to guard you and gives you better shots at three, but yeah, it's about what I didn't know what he's going to talk about, but that.
Yeah, Phylon is a guy that can get downhill. He goes down to score, but if he can go down and kick it out to these shooters that evidently, kid from Pepperdine Millett's had a great couple months here, so they're excited about him. All right, we'll go ahead and take this break. We'll get back. We got Bill Cameron at 8:15. We'll get his thoughts on what's happening down there at Auburn. We'll also talk with Justin, find out what's going on with out there at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
All of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers lead the NL Championship Series 2-0 after winning at top seed Milwaukee again 5-1 behind a complete game 3-hitter from Yoshinobu Yamamoto a night after his teammate Blake Snell went 8 innings with just 1 hit allowed. Yamamoto allowed a leadoff homer to the Brewers' Jackson Churiel on the first pitch, but Milwaukee's offense the rest of the game went 2-for-30. LA's Teoscar Hernandez homered in the second inning. Max Muncy with a solo shot in the sixth. The Dodgers host Game 3 Thursday afternoon. The ALCS was off. The Mariners lead 2-0 against Toronto. Game 3 in Seattle Wednesday night on FS1. The Dallas Mavericks gave coach Jason Kidd a multi-year extension. The league's exhibition schedule ends this Friday night. NHL overtime wins for Washington and Montreal, and U.S. men's soccer won its exhibition against Australia 2-1 in Colorado.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Center. Pretty typical fill-in spots in the area. You got 43 starting to get some volume on the southbound lanes onto McFarland, and also traveling up in Northport, heading in toward town on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. That's pretty
free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/country for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/country. See representative for warranty details.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The weather stays warm and dry today. The sky's sunny, the high 85. Clear tonight, the low 58. For tomorrow and Friday, a good supply of sunshine both days with warm afternoons. Highs between 83 and 86. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 53 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. A father-son duo with decades of coaching experience. Breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. We'll get right into the Yellowwood Hotline. We'll talk a little Tuscaloosa Toyota with Justin Troll. Good morning, Justin. How are you, sir?
Hey, Justin.
Man, I'm doing great, man. I hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing good. Weather's, nice out there right now. But get a little cooler next week as well, so... But we know it's not cool out at Tuscaloosa Toyota. Things are hot. Tell us what's going on over there.
Well, the buy three, get one tire sales halfway through the month. You've got the rest of the month, you know, to cash in on buying the tires for the best price you can get anywhere. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing, Barry, to watch our service department run this many vehicles through the shop. You know, on average, we do about 150 a day, but to add the tire sale to it and to watch how the service department performs, it's really amazing. Those guys are awesome. And that tire sales, buy three, get one for a dollar. I mean, if you are anywhere close to needing tires, this is the time for you to save money. So that's what I would do. I'd start right there at the website, set an appointment. You can pick the tires you want and capitalize on that before the month's over with.
All right, talk about your inventory on the lot, or if there's something that that I want, maybe you don't have on the lot, I can just come in and you guys can look around and find that for me, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The inventory is great right now. It's the best it's been in a long time, so you could probably find something there. If not, we've got tons of inventory incoming. We've hit all of our allocations well, so those have been in mass. So big numbers, like 18,000 cars every 2 weeks into the southeast. So there's plenty of vehicles out there for us to acquire for you, or, you know, there's stuff right there on the ground and you can find every bit of it, you know, right there at the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com, where we make it easy.
How about the 2026s? Are they starting to roll in?
Yeah, so the 2026s, you know, it's one of those deals where you can look at 25s, look at 26s. There's incentives on both. We can kind of compare. But most of the models are already seeing, if they're not there, they are incoming. So like the Tundra, you know, those things are unbelievable. Here's the deal. And they just took their incentives off the 25s because they're non-existent anymore, and they put the incentives on the 26. 2.9% financing on Tundras right now. You can't find that rate anywhere. You go to a credit union, a bank or whatever, lowest rate probably you're going to find somewhere in the fives. 2.9% financing on one of the best looking, best quality trucks on the road. And you can look at all those incentives and you can look at those trucks, pictures. We put tires, level kits, lifts, you know, just that truck's amazing. You can find that on the website as well.
Talk a little bit about that Highlander. That I rode in the guy's new Highlander the other day. That car has spiffed up a lot too. I thought it was beautiful on the outside and the end.
Well, the great thing about it is now you get your choice, and the money's relatively close. You can buy a grand Highlander. Say you don't want, you know, we got parents that don't want to cross over to a Sienna van, but they need the room. Now you got the option of the grand Highlander, the biggest, you know, SUV, compact size SUV, not going to some big vehicle that gets 12 miles per gallon. This thing gets close to 30 miles to the gallon, and it has got all the room, all the space. So you've got the option of the grand. Maybe you don't need something that big. The number one selling vehicle in its class, the regular Highlander, you've got that option as well. You can look at both. We've got both of them in stock right now, so you can see all of that in our inventory on the website as well.
Nice. Dad, you been to see Justin lately?
No, but I'm going. I'm going to call him today.
Justin, you're off today, right?
No. I'm headed in right now. Me and him's been texting this morning, so he's going to call me after the show, and we'll do anything from servicing the car to Apple CarPlay to he may want a new car. Who knows?
He wants you to fill it up with gas. Y'all got gas out there?
I ain't want nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got a gas pump out there, Justin?
Hey, look, we're just glad that the lot's been paid. S.D. Bunn's been out there the last week and a half. In the lot. You can only imagine 500 vehicles sitting on a lot, from service cars to employees' cars to new cars, used cars, rental cars. How in the world we swapped all that around and got the parking lot paid, I don't know, but that headache is.
Did we lose Justin?
I think ST put some concrete over it.
Oh. Really? I think we lost Justin there. All right, well, Justin, we appreciate you, sir. I don't know what happened there. Is he back? All right, go to Tuscaloosa.
Hey,
there you go. We lost you there for a minute. You must have been switching over to Apple CarPlay.
No, I do that.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, how has the radio show been good since the tide's rolling and Auburn's not winning? I mean, what we got going?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. They like Coach DeBoer now. They think Ryan Grubb. Here's what people say, Justin. I don't like these trick plays. I don't like trick. We don't need to be tricking people. We just need to run down their throat. The same guy that says that will say, man, I love how they're using those special plays for Caden Proctor. So you don't like the trick plays, but you like what you're doing with Caden. Well, I like that one, but I just don't think we need to be doing other trick plays. We don't need to trick them.
Well, he liked it if they were.
I'm not a big fan of snapping the ball to Caden Proctor in the Wildcat. It's just me. It's cute. But let him fumble that thing and then run it back because he's not used to he's got to catch it and run it. And I don't know about all that, but everybody loves
Barry,
it.
Barry, you wouldn't be a fan of it if you were a linebacker on the other team or a defensive lineman. But I can promise you, Caden Proctor when he's rolling downhill, he is not going to be stopped. I can't say that I don't like it. I like that mix up. I like it.
You want him to pass now? He's caught a pass. He's lined up in the Wildcat, and he's running the ball. You want him to pass now?
Is he the one that went to Iowa?
There's no doubt they're going to release a tight end or something, and he's going to take one step forward, and he's going to pop pass. That's coming. You can get ready for that. Tennessee, y'all better be aware.
What if he throws a pick?
You know it's coming. Barry, you know it's coming.
What if he throws a pick?
He'll probably get fired.
That'll
be the end of it.
Yeah, that'll be it. So I think it's like every game.
Worst case scenario, if it's not there, he can always run it. So he'll always fall forward, I believe.
Yeah.
Did he learn all that in Iowa, Barry?
He wasn't there long enough. He just got their money and left.
Yeah, he went up there and found out the grass ain't green.
I think he broke up with that girl or something maybe, and then he said, that Alabama's pretty nice. I'm going to go back to there. He's doing good. He's a great kid too. I've met him a couple times.
Have we fired Hugh Freeze yet, or is he still coaching?
I think we're gonna let Hugh try one more week, and then see if the officials can't screw him again. Yeah, you think Missouri's Auburn will get the best whistle ever this weekend down on the plains?
Well, I mean, Missouri is a – I don't know, Barry, if Missouri is not out of the three teams that they played. I don't know yet. But they're probably going to be one of the more complete teams that Auburn's played. Auburn's got their hands full. They better have the Georgia game in the rearview mirror when they strap it on Saturday because Missouri's coming to win.
Yeah. Who wins that game?
I like Missouri to win that game. I think there's a hangover
effect. What's the line on that game?
Well, Missouri it started out Auburn was favored, and then now Missouri's favored by 1.5. Justin, if Dad comes to see you today, pull him in your office and help him with his blue plate. His blue plate's not good right now. You need to help him.
Hey, is he doing the blue plate? Did he do the blue plate on Wednesday last week?
Yeah, because we were all Thursday and Friday, yeah.
Okay. So he's got it. He's doing it tomorrow?
I don't know about that. Tomorrow or Friday.
I'll see you. But you're
helping him with Apple CarPlay. Also help him with his blue plate.
Has he been struggling with it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I have. I'll admit it, though. I'm not one of these kind of guys that run from it. I'm not doing good.
He's four and five.
He's gonna take Missouri to cover the 1.5.
Nah, he won't fool with that.
Why not?
Why is the Alabama line? It's down to 7.5. Why is that?
I don't know. It opened at 8.5. It's at 7.5. I'd like to see what it does at the end of the week. But, I don't know. I don't know how good Tennessee is. I know they played Georgia. Georgia should have won that game. You know, I don't know. I would think Alabama would cover 7.5 points at home. That's just my opinion.
Well, you can get it right now, so go ahead and get it. It'll go up. Justin, we appreciate you guys. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. Swing by Skyland Boulevard. And buy a car from a main man, Justin. Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, thanks. You too. All right, we'll get to break here, then we'll get to Bill Cameron. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, Lurleen Wallace just got a lot heavier both directions between University and McFarland. You're really riding those brakes. You're still moving, but very slowly. And 43 also on the southbound lanes to McFarland. That's a little more.
Two floors to go. Flooring so durable, even your in-laws won't ruin it. Visit New Floors to Go on Greensboro Avenue today because life's messy, but your floor doesn't have to be.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Kinetic Sausage, a true Southern flavor since 1947 and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide. Order online at KinecaSausage.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Tuesday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we were joined by Alabama linebacker Nakai Hill Green.
When you grow up, your mom always tells you, like, you're the best. Like, you're the best player. You're the number one player in my eyes. But I think the consistent support that I've had from my mom, she always made me, like, believe that, like you're one of the best. I remember we were watching that national championship game where Tua came in late in the game. And my mom, she would just always say, like this is where, like, you need to be playing on this level. Like, you're that good. And I didn't believe her, obviously. I'm like, whatever. It's just like, it almost makes me emotional because how much she believed in me and that support. So I'm forever indebted to her and yeah, roll Tide.
I'll have more in a moment.
Hello, Tide fans. This is Chris Stewart for Kaneka Sausage. Kaneka's an Alabama fan favorite we all know and love. It's made from the finest cuts of pork, their patented blend of seasonings, and smoked over a pure hickory fire for that true hickory smoked southern flavor. Kaneka Sausage is always great on the grill and perfect for tailgating. Pick up a pack and enjoy your family's favorite recipes at any meal of the day. Kaneka Sausage, a game day tradition, and the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide.
Join us tonight for Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, starting at 6 p.m. Central. You can listen on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch a video stream on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Kaneka Sausage. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
To Inside the Locker Room. We get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. He's with ESPN 106.7 The Drive down in Auburn, Opelika, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Joins us every Wednesday to talk Auburn Tiger, talk all SEC, really. Bill Cameron. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
Doing fine, guys. How about you?
We're good. Go ahead, Ed.
A lot of controversy down there. It's a call that I guess could gone either way. I thought when he crossed the goal line fumble, it should have been a touchdown. Any thoughts or anything else that our listeners need to know? What you think?
Well, yeah, Wimp. I mean, I feel like we're spending an awful lot of time, but it's hard not to talking about officials so far this year, but. The biggest problem that came from that, I mean, obviously not being up 17-0 and having to be a 10-point turnaround, was how Auburn reacted to that. I mean, one thing we have seen, and it's been a really big topic of conversation on our show this week, is just hey, bad things are going to happen. They're gonna be bad breaks, bad calls, whatever. But it's how you respond to them, and that's been probably as discouraging as anything. Is it seemed like that just broke Auburn when something bad happened. But we've talked about it. I think we talked about it either last week or the week before that, Auburn's got to get over those type things. They've got to then somebody's got to step up and make the play. They've got to have, a leader. And I think it starts at the top. I mean, more and more fans are concerned that the team, the team is basically gonna follow or represent the attitude of the coach. And if the coach looks like he is, despondent or, down, it's hard to expect the team not to be as well.
Yeah. Right. Barry.
Brian Harsin is gone. I think the program was in pretty bad shape when Hugh Freeze got it. I know the wins and losses. These games have been close. They've been really gut wrenching. I'm not sure how to get them up this week to play Missouri. They've just been so disappointing. But how much better is this program now than it was when Brian Harsin walked away or was let go?
I mean, it's in such better shape. I mean, just I think from top to bottom. I mean, the we've talked about the roster talent, and there's no question about that. But I think the staff, I think the culture that they have built. But boy, it's being tested now. I mean, you're right, Barry. I mean, after three losses like this, especially one after an open date last week, it's hard for me to imagine. Of course, these are kids, and they're more resilient than. A lot of times the fans and older folks are, but you just wonder how many times they could take these shots and keep getting back up and playing as hard.
Bill, Barry, you got something else? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to, when they took Jackson Arnold, I just didn't think he had a very good year at Oklahoma, and that was the guy they were going to kind of bring in there and sink or swim with. Now, they got a couple other guys there. How close are we to At least maybe trying another guy some. I'm not saying don't start Jackson Arnold, but maybe a guy to give him a shot in the arm off the bench. You know, it looks like, you know, last year Alabama never let Ty Simpson play. And now we're seeing Ty Simpson play. We're like, good gosh, this guy is really good. Just your thoughts about the quarterback situation. They got to get that fixed down there, Bill. And I just don't – I don't know if they have. Maybe they got a guy sitting on the bench over there that could maybe come in and spark the team.
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point there, Barry. And don't think that hasn't been a very large subject of conversation down here. I mean, Jackson was their guy. I mean, Jackson was Hugh's handpicked choice, and it's really sort of shocking when you listen to Hugh talking on Monday in his press conference about how, you know, Jackson and they said this, I believe, one time last week, how Jackson has been so good in practice and how things, you know, he performed really well in the first half, but in the second half he just doesn't understand why. You know, I mean, it's hard to argue with some of the numbers. We were looking at this. Jackson's now started 9 SEC games. He's only thrown for 200 yards twice, and the most he's ever thrown for is 225. And Auburn's had some receivers. I mean, you saw it last week with Eric Singles, and you've got to hit a receiver who's running behind the secondary. And you know, I don't know if it's because he has been so concerned about not turning the ball over, but I mean they're he's at the bottom of the SEC in yards per attempt, and you can feel the frustration when Hugh Freeze talks about him. I mean, they really like Jackson. There's no question. They really like Jackson as a person. Think he has really good leadership qualities, but. Hey, you've got to make plays when the lights are on. You've got to come through. I mean, it's sort of like what some people are you know, now talking about Coach Freeze. I mean, nothing against him as a person, but close isn't going to keep people happy for too long.
Yeah, that.
I had something I can't think what I wanted to say to you. What was it I was going to ask you? Go ahead, Barry. I can't think what it was.
I don't see it unless the wheels just completely fall off. If you make a coaching change, Bill, I mean, it just – you got all those dynamic receivers down there. You're not that far away. I just don't – I know people are calling for Hugh Freeze's job, and they're saying if he didn't – beat Missouri. I just don't think that's the answer. I think you got everything in place there. You know, you got to be able to hold on to those guys there. But I think firing him would set them back another couple of years. I mean, is that even a realistic option, them letting him go and paying a buyout?
It doesn't feel like it right now. Again, like you said, I mean, look, as bad as it hurts and as much as they've struggled, if they can, you know, if they can find somebody that can make a play or two, they're still 3-3 with 3 top 10 losses. I mean, it's very disappointing that they have lost these last 3 ball games. But I mean, now if the wheels fall completely off, I mean, if Auburn goes out there and they're not competitive and they, you know, they have another losing season, then that's a different story. But I mean, right now, they've still got time, but the time's getting short. They're going to have to make some plays. This is going to be a tough one this week against Missouri. I mean, that's you guys saw it. That's a pretty good team, and Auburn's got its work cut out for them this week, this Saturday night.
Yeah,
you know, old age causes you memory loss, but the memory came back to me.
Good. That's better than me a lot of times,
Webb. Yeah, well, the defection of one of your better players.
Oh, yeah.
Who the rest of the players seemed to feel good about him, I think. I may be incorrect on that.
No, I think you're right. He's a guy that was chosen as a team captain. And, yeah. you know, after Hugh had that cryptic comment about not living up to the expectations or whatever, I mean, by the call-in show on Monday night, he definitely wanted to straighten that out. Yeah. Look, I mean, the coaches really like him. I mean, he's a very likable kid. He's been a very good student. The thing is, just quite frankly, he hasn't had the opportunities this year. He was banged up a little bit. He's only played in four games. He's only had, I think, 32 carries in those four games. So, I mean, I can see, and a lot of folks can see, you know, his side of the situation, feeling like, well, look, if I'm not a big part of the offense, I've only played four games, and I could redshirt for the rest of the year, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, he said he'd still come to he'd practice, he'd try to be a leader and things like that. But Coach Freeze, and I really understand his point. I mean, this is one of the tough situations with the transfer portal and NIL the way it is right now, is Coach Freeze and the other coaches that met with Damari Alston said, look, we need everybody we have. And, you know, he's gotten what they feel is a very fair NIL deal, and that is not for him just to practice. They would like to have him available, expect him to be available for the ball game. So that's where that situation came up. And, you know, I knew that there would be some situations like this. Didn't know that they'd be at Auburn, but, I mean, not surprised. And I'm sure that that's not the only one that we're going to see around the country either.
I just don't, you know, I understand why they put the four-game rule in there before NIL and all that. But now that you have all this in place, I think they got to take that away. Guys play four games, and we're not having a great year. I don't want to use my year of eligibility. I've already got my NIL deal. I'm going to redshirt, and I'm going to go somewhere else. These agents are probably telling them. It's not a good rule now when these guys can make money, because they just – I mean, what are you supposed to say if you're Hugh Freeze? The guy walks in and says, I want a red shirt now. Yeah, no, we need you. No, I want a red shirt. There's got to be some frustration there. And we got to take that away where the players can't do that anymore, Bill.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's not a good situation to have something like that. And, you know, there was even some talk that, you know, Damari just he was frustrated and didn't want this to be the way he was going out, and he was considering thinking about just coming back next year and feeling like he wanted to have a senior season that was something a little more memorable than this one. So I mean, it's not even necessarily that he was going, it's just you know, the opportunity that is there, like you said, is a very unusual one, and yet it makes for there are definitely going to be some hard feelings, and you know, folks are gonna take side.
Yeah, that.
And athletic director wise, and John is a friend of mine. He was in Tuscaloosa when I coached and came to my games. I like him a great deal.
Uh-huh.
A little bit awkward, I think, maybe on the field. Maybe I'm wrong. When the game was over, about the officiating and so forth. Any comments about
game wasn't over? It was halftime.
Yeah, it was halftime.
I didn't mean halftime. I didn't mean over. I meant halftime. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, there have been some comments about that. I don't know if people are out of sorts about that. I think they're more upset that it wasn't Hugh Freeze going after the officials, and you know, we've talked about remembering. I remember Coach Dye getting three straight unsportsmanlike penalties against Florida State, and then asking Jack Crow, what do you got on first and 55? And Tommy Tumber will get a couple of back-to-back unsportsmanlikes. And I think that's something that a lot of fans wouldn't have minded seeing the other night, especially when you got the non-delay of game, non-timeout. I still can't figure that one out. I mean, there's no way you missed that. But I think that's probably the thing. I don't know that people are as upset. We'll ask John about that today. As a matter of fact, we've got him on the show this afternoon, so we'll probably have a little fun with that with him this afternoon.
How do they get him up this week, Bill? I mean, that last 2 minutes of the first half, I've never seen anything like it. It and these things are, and that's what I was telling Dad earlier in the week. You know, they got a 9-game schedule. With NIL and the portal, these teams are so evenly matched. Every game is just so draining that you try to get ready for the next one. Alabama has got, they've got Tennessee this weekend, and they go to South Carolina, and they got to come back and play Oklahoma. Like, the coaching staffs can get these guys up every week. It's just, that's the most difficult job to me, having them ready to play, because their energy's got to just be zapped. Everything that happened on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, you're right. I mean, it is quite the challenge. I mean, the best thing that Auburn has going for them is going to be at home on a Saturday night. So you know, hopefully the crowd's there and can give them a little bit of juice. But you're right, what a challenge it is. I mean, you look at just about everybody has that 3 or 4 game gauntlet that you just wonder, you know, how are you going to make it through this thing?
Yeah, that. Liz?
I don't have anything else. I appreciate
you. Yeah. What is Hugh Freeze's buyout if they, for whatever reason? I hope it doesn't. What do they owe him?
I believe, I haven't, I mean, just a couple of folks have mentioned it to me. I believe it's around $15 million. So, I mean, it's not a completely ridiculous. And I also don't think that there is a big lump sum in it, but yeah, there. I guarantee you, there are quite a few folks hoping that they don't have to worry about that for a while.
Yeah. How about Steve and Pearl? Everything seemed to be going okay with that so far.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, tonight is their exhibition opener against Oklahoma State over at Bowl. So really looking forward to that. It's going to be on YouTube. The broadcast crew just had Andy on yesterday. They're only doing it digitally, but folks will be able to watch it on YouTube. Looking forward to seeing this you know, pretty much brand new collection of talent that they've got against Oklahoma State before they take on Memphis in Atlanta and into the regular season.
Yeah. All right, Bill, tell everybody where they can find you and get all your great stuff.
Oh, yep. Every day, it's The Drive on ESPN 106.7, 4 to 6 each afternoon. You can check us online, ESPNAU.com, or go to RadioAlabama.net. Join us live or download the podcast.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Right, appreciate
have
it.
Have a great week.
Yeah, hold on 1 second there. I don't know where Chase. All right. I don't know your thoughts about will they be ready to play this Saturday night?
I think it's going to be close. Mm. I think you've got to be there to understand it. I'm not sure I can answer that. It's the job of the assistant coaches to really try to do everything they can, and also the job of the head coach to get the assistant coaches ready to coach. Their wives are asking them when they get in the house what's going on with the team. They've got somebody asking them, you know, that the wives come into place to some degree. It's just a bigger mess than people that have radio shows realize. But you and I realize it because we don't do some of that. But it's a question I can't answer. I don't know. I don't know if they'll be answer me a yet. Tell me yes or no. I'm not sure. I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, that's why then that line has flipped to Missouri's 1.5-point favorite. Now, you know, if you're Auburn, you got to turn around and go to Arkansas. I think that's pretty scary. Pretty scary situation there. And I don't think they're that far away, but the wheels could fall off. And I just don't think they need to make a change, even if the wheels fell off. I just think it will set you back so far.
Well, from what I can gather, too, who are you going to go to?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question. As I always say, if you fire, you got to hire. And who are you going to go to? And I don't think that's a very comfortable situation at Auburn. I don't think it's a comfortable situation. How would you like to do that again at Alabama?
they did on a quick basis, and I think they probably called Texas, maybe visited with a guy at Florida State, and chose Kalen DeBoer. And it won't be that quick the next time something happened to Alabama. It just, you know, it's kind of interesting too, Barry. Can you, without me being negative, can you ever get UAB's football program the way where it needs to be? What happens there is this. The UAB football program, I don't mean to switch over, is being engulfed by Alabama and Auburn. Alabama and Auburn have just swarmed all over it. And in fact, and when you look at it, Jacksonville probably gets more, because they're away from Birmingham, more publicity than UAB gets. Alabama and Auburn just engulf you in this state. And that's going to be a booger bear higher there as well.
Yeah. All right, let's tell them about Bryant Bank. When we get back, we'll have the vinegar tip for this Wednesday.
Well, Bryant Bank is an outstanding bank and a bank that will do an outstanding job with you. They know what they're doing. They'll give you good advice on a personal and business account. And they will greet you at the door, and they'll know you. If they don't know you the first time, they'll know you the second time. They'll try to help your kids, the school that your kids attend. So they're very, very interesting people. I think the kind of people that will do everything they possibly can to make your banking experience a good experience. So go by Bryant Bank and tell me you heard on Inside the Locker Room.
You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, is the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A very good morning to you. If you're traveling on Lurleen Wallace right now, between 5th Street and McFarland, you're on and off those brakes pretty frequently. Now, looking good on 2059. It just continues to run smooth from McFarland to Joe Malisham.
For your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/country for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/country. See representative for warranty details.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The weather stays warm and dry today. The sky's sunny, the high 85. Clear tonight, the low 58. For tomorrow and Friday, a good supply of sunshine both days with warm afternoons. Highs between 83 and 86. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 58 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the locker room, we got a vinegar tip coming here, brought to you by Michael McGuire State Farm Insurance. Get Mike on the staff call, 205-752-8500. Somebody called in a message in yesterday. Dang, how about your treatment for warts? Dang, that's 1.5 hours a day for that wart treatment. You got to be a retiree to manage that time suck. So, but if you don't get rid of the
warts, you got to work on them. You got to work on them.
Yeah, you got to take whatever time you need. Yeah, there you go. Take a day off. All right, what we got today?
Well, okay. Well, we talked about cars today. And today we're going to talk about the spots on your chrome, on your cars, and everywhere else. What you need to do to get that little spots off that chrome. So you need that thing to look shiny and pretty and look good. You got to saturate a cloth or a sponge with white apple cider vinegar and wring it out so it doesn't drip. And then you rub it, that vinegar-treated cloth or sponge, really hard over that dirty chrome and finish by polishing the chrome with a dry cloth, and it will look like $1 million. So if you got a good-looking car and the chrome around that thing looks like a booger bear, looks terrible, all messed up, got spots on it, and get some of this apple cider vinegar and put it on a cloth and dry it out good and scrub it good, and you're going to look, you have a nice looking automobile. That's it.
From warts to your car, your chrome on your car.
You never know. You never know about this show.
And your rectal. Anyway. All right. So that brought to you by, see what you're paying for, Michael. I'll tell you this every day. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. You're looking for home, life, auto. You got kiddo down here renting an apartment. You know, these people in and out of these apartments. You get some renter's insurance there. Give him a call. He'll set you straight up. 205-752-8500. Located 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200. All right, we'll take this last break. We'll get to Cowboy when we get back from break. Also got a couple of the phone lines open, 205-342-9904. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of The Game, we'll do a Southern Alehouse score prediction day, Alabama, Tennessee. We'll continue taking your scores, your predictions, your analysis for a big prize package. We'll take more of your calls. We'll also have a chance to talk to Tony Basilio. He is out of Knoxville, Tennessee. He'll give us a little bit of a preview from the Tennessee perspective. We'll also talk with Alex Carborough from Bama 247 Sports, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler, weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A very good morning to you. If you're traveling on Lurline Wallace right now between 5th Street and McFarland, you're on and off those brakes pretty frequently. Now, looking good on 2059. It just continues to run smooth from McFarland to Joe Malisham.
Get your life back, baby.
Stephen Mezrano, Alabama Injury Lawyers. Mez wins.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
800-498-0147. That's 800-498-0147. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The weather stays warm and dry today. The sky's sunny, the high 85. Clear tonight, the low 58. For tomorrow and Friday, a good supply of sunshine both days with warm afternoons. Highs between 83 and 86. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 57 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker. The Blue Plate will be released in those couple of days. You can bet against the Blue Plate, too, if you think he's on a losing streak. It's hard to lose that many. It's hard to lose that many in a row, too. Ask Doug. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa Beyond for over 30 years. Who is that? It's Brian Hart Construction. They're your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals. No job is too big or too tough. Family owned, woman led. That's Brian Harden Construction. We appreciate Brian being a sponsor with us. 205-759-1337. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, Cowboy.
Doing, Barry and Coach. Coach, I was wondering if you went by this philosophy in your non-conference basketball games. I was listening early this morning, Nate Oates speaking at the SEC Media Day yesterday. I hope you had fun up there yesterday. And he said that you play these tough non-conference games and you kind of figure out your deficiencies, like your offensive problems, your defensive problems, or maybe your special play problems or stuff like that. And I just wonder, maybe you could expound on it and say, like, when you used to play Maryland, Lynn Bias, and North Carolina in preseason and stuff like that, did it help you get better prepared for the conference? And what, it, you know, would you find out, you know, like, problems on your team by playing those tough games? I thought that was a
Well, I did mine. I didn't play one as tough as he did. I played mine half and half. I tried to play mine where I thought we could win the game if we got out there and played hard and got a little bit better to start with. One year I went and played. I went out to California twice and played. I played Carolina. I didn't play. I wanted to get a good look at my team, but I also wanted to win some games. And by that, because I felt like it, my morale would be good. We'd feel good about ourselves if we could win our opener, knowing full well that you know, maybe it did not necessarily give us a physical idea of what kind of team we had. It gave us a little bit of a mental idea, just a game or two, that we were going to feel good about ourselves. And then after that, I'd play some tough games. So that's what I did. He does it different. The one thing that he does that's good for them is that by playing a tough non-conference schedule, that when it gets down to the, and talking about it all the time, when it gets down to the committee, and the committee's huge in this, and Alabama's got two people, Samford and University of Alabama people on the committees usually. When you play that and talked about it, the committee leans toward you getting in, and I think that helps Nate and them. Not that they don't have a good team. They do have a great team. But I think they lean a little bit for give them a little bit better chance if it's a borderline deal with them in Houston as who's going to get in or something. I think that's big. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, they're winning these games. It's not a matter of getting in. It's a matter of getting like a two seed with what they're doing with these teams. This schedule they got this year is brutal. It's tough. Right. It always is. So. Hey, give him credit. All right, Cowboy, we got to get out. Appreciate you, sir. All right, that's it for today's show. The Gary Harris Show is next, so keep it locked in here all day long. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.